welcome back to another episode of Strong in the Saddle. I recently watched a YouTube video of someone who does videos a lot around animal welfare and horse abuse and things like that. And she recently posted a video. I think the video was more as a whole that the horse industry is going to get canceled for some of the things that are going on in terms of animal welfare. But there was one specific comment that she made that like made me stop in my tracks, got me a little fired up, and I want to talk about it today. So her comment was that there is more horse abuse in the Western horse industry than there is in the English horse industry. And let's just put a big red flag up here right now. She is in the English horse industry. She rides English, she does not ride Western. So I thought it was definitely very biased to say that the Western side of things is worse. That is only where the trouble with her comment begins. The other thing I have an issue with is she said that comment and just continued on with her conversation, not having any, I don't think she gave a second thought to the fact that she has a fairly large following. She has a lot of subscribers on YouTube, and with a large subscriber count comes influence. People will listen to what you say. So if you say something like that, there's a good chance that people are going to believe you, whether or not you have sources or information of some sort to back up what you just said. And the truth is, she did not have any statistics at all to back up that comment. I don't even know how you would get statistics on something like that, because let's be honest, things like this, horse abuse, go on in the shadows, behind the barn, when usually no one's around, no one's watching. So I have no idea how you would ever get accurate statistics on whether the Western horse industry has more issues than the English side of things. I don't think we will ever have accurate statistics on that, something like that. We just won't, just due to the nature of what we're trying to look at. And of course, I'm not naive. I know that yes, there is horse abuse in the Western horse industry, for sure. I know that people do not treat their horses the way that they should in a lot of cases. I'm not gonna deny that. But I just think it's really unfair for someone, again, with a lot of influence, to be spouting off that the Western horse industry is less than the English industry, that we are just a bunch of barbarians who beat our horses. That's not true. Yes, I know that there are issues. There are people that do not treat their horses well. But that's not unique to the Western horse industry. I know damn well that it happens in the English industry as well. And you could even just look at it from like the tools that we all use. We all use spurs, bits, crops, switches, twitches, like all of those things people use on the Western side of things and the English side of things. All of those things can be used for good or for bad. It is all about the person using the tool. So I don't even think you could use an argument like, well, that cowboy has really big rowels on the ends of his spurs. I'm here to tell you that those little tiny spurs that are on the end of your English boot can do just as much damage as the big rowel on the end of that guy's cowboy boots. Like, it is literally who is using the tool. So yeah, I feel like people might bring that up saying we use bigger bits or bigger spurs or what have you, but the truth is all of those tools are present in the English industry as well. They might look a little different, but they're there as well. But at the end of the day, I think it's kind of irrelevant. We all know that abuses are happening across the board. It does not help the horse to argue about which side is worse. I think as a whole, as our entire industry, we need to be taking more responsibility to ensure that A, we're treating our own horses as good as we can, and B, that we're speaking out, we're reporting when we see abuses, trying to bring, you know, education to the horse industry and doing things more on that advocacy side to help reduce the incidences of horse abuse. There's no point in arguing about who is worse off. It's that may or may not be an accurate statement, and we're never going to know, so there's no point in even talking about it. But I just wanted to bring it up on the podcast today because it really fired me up, probably because she is in the English world, and it's kind of like her just pointing fingers at us when things are happening in the English side of things too. And it does, like I said, it does no good to point fingers when it's everywhere, unfortunately. So I'm gonna leave it there. Be sure to follow me everywhere at Strong in the Saddle, and until next time, remember, it's always a good day to ride.